One, you have just been saying that the words of the Master become mere words after the Master is gone. What will happen after you are gone?
Do you think my words are not already dead for you? First, think of that. The Master is there, his words are there, but are those words alive for you? If they are alive for you, don't be worried. You know the secret. It is not the words. The Master can be there and the words can be dead. So why it cannot happen otherwise? The Master is dead, but the words are still alive. It all depends on you. It is not a question of Master's life or death. How you relate to those words? Yes, it is simpler when the Master is there only in one way, because those words are spoken. They carry some flavor of the Master's heart. They carry few beats of Master's heart towards you. It is simple in this way. But on the other hand, when the Master is alive, perhaps the words will never become alive to you, because you start taking the Master for granted. Then the words are dead. It happened in the Second World War. Adolf Hitler declared that he is going to destroy the Tower of London. Millions of people rushed towards the tower, who had passed the tower thousands of times in their life, but had never taken the trouble to see it. People come from all over the world to see the tower. But Londoners take it for granted. The moment Hitler said he is going to destroy it, suddenly those people who had lived for their whole life in London became aware that the tower cannot be taken for granted anymore. They rushed to see it before this madman Adolf Hitler destroys it. The Master is alive, but the disciple can take him for granted. You can take me for granted. Then those words are already dead, because your aliveness is not available. If you are capable to be alert, alive, responsive, it makes no difference. The master may be dead, but his words will go on resounding in you. Even the written words, which are dead, can become alive in you. Just you have to open your heart. The question is not of master's life and death. The question basically is of your response. So don't be worried. When I am gone, those who are missing me now will be missing me then too. No loss. Those who are living my message now, they will go on living it. And if they go on living it, they cannot help but to spread them. I am not depending on the books. All the religions have depended on the books. I am depending on you. George Gurdjieff used to say, very sadly of course, that even if 200 people are enlightened, they can make the whole world full of light, full of life. Just 200 people can transform the whole character of humanity. He could not manage it. But what he said is true. I'm going to manage it. I will not leave you unless I have made enough people enlightened so that they can make the whole world a fire, alive. I am depending on you, not on any books. Those books may be helpful in some way to bring people to you. But my words will be throbbing in your heart. Only then you can help anybody who comes to you. And it is so simple. And I have more than 500,000 sannyasins in the world. More than 1,000,000 people who are just on the borderline, a little puss, and they will be sannyasins. 1,000,000 more who are lovers but cannot drop their camel hoods. On this big scale, worldwide scale, nobody has worked before. Gautam Buddha remained confined to a small state of Bihar in India. Not even the whole India. India has 30 states. Buddha remained confined to one space, one stage. He did great work, but it was impossible to transform the whole quality of consciousness on the earth. The same is true about Jesus, Moses, anybody who has been trying. For a simple reason, I have been able to contact millions of people around the world. Because I am not confined to any tradition, I am not burdened by the past, I am completely weightless. So anybody who is burdened and who is not burdened becomes interested in me. Particularly the young people who are fed up with all the nonsense that is being taught in the churches and the synagogues. In the temples, in the mosques. All these people, these churches, synagogues and mosques are trying. To bridge the gap. You have heard the word generation gap. Between you and the church, between you and the synagogue, it is not just a generation gap. It is a gap of hundreds of generations. And in trying to bridge it, they are proving themselves buffoons. Because truth never compromises. It cannot. With whom it will compromise? Truth compromising means compromising with lies. And all these people have become afraid that young people are no more interested. They don't come to the synagogue, they don't come to the church. So something should be done that can attract young people. Their whole business is going down. I have heard about three rabbis. And by the way, don't let me drift. Whenever I come across the word rabbi, I immediately associated with rubbish. These three rabbis were meeting, discussing, talking great things. One rabbi said, "My synagogue is the most modern. Because we allow people to smoke in the synagogue." There is no harm. The second rabbi said, "This is nothing. My synagogue is even more modern. We allow people even to make love in the synagogue. What is wrong in it?" The third rabbi said, "This is nothing." "My synagogue is just the avant-garde. The two rabbis said, "Just tell us what you have done." He said, "My synagogue remains closed for Jewish holidays." They are trying hard. But it is just foolishness. They cannot catch hold of the new spirit of man. I don't give you any tradition. I don't give you any scripture. I don't give you any discipline. Those are all non-essentials. I simply concentrate my whole work to make you more conscious. Consciousness is the key to transform the whole humanity. And yes, Gurdjieff is right. If even 200 peoples are aflame, enlightened, the whole world will become enlightened. Because these 200 torches can give fire to millions of people. Those people are carrying also torches without any fire. They have everything, just the fire is missing. And when fire passes from one torch to another, the first torch is not losing anything at all. The enlightened consciousness is an infinite reservoir. It can give you and yet it remains the same. Its quantity does not decrease because it is not a question of quantity at all. It is a question of quality. Qualities can be shared without losing anything. You can love as many people you want. That does not mean one day you will go bankrupt and you will have to declare that now I have no love. You cannot go bankrupt as far as love is concerned. Yes, you can go bankrupt as far as money is concerned. Money is a quantity, love is a quality. What to say of enlightened consciousness? It is the highest quality possible. There is nothing higher than that. Don't be afraid, worried, that if I am gone, then what will happen to my words? I will not be gone before I have sown the seeds in you of those words. They are not mine. They are nobody's. They are coming out of existence itself. I am simply a vehicle. You can become a vehicle. Everybody is capable of becoming a vehicle. Hence, I am not depending on old strategies. They have all failed. I am depending on living human beings. And that is the only way to save humanity without becoming a savior. To save humanity without creating in them greed for heaven and fear of hell. The only way to save humanity is to give them some taste of what it means to be enlightened. A little fragrance so they can feel the invisible. And I am absolutely certain, utterly happy that I have got the right people who are going to be my books, my temples, my synagogues. This is the reason why I call this is the first religion, because it depends on living human beings, not on dead holy scriptures, traditions, beliefs. I am giving you the taste of my being and preparing you to do the same on your account to others. It all depends on you. Whether my words will remain living or will go dead. As far as I am concerned, I do not care. While I am here, I am pouring myself into you. And I am grateful that you are allowing it to happen. Who bothers about future? There is nobody in me who can care about future. If existence can find me as a vehicle, I can remain assured it can find thousands of people to be its vehicle. I am simply giving you a little opportunity to become vehicles of the whole.